Okay, guys, so let me explain what happened. Okay, I had some pork rinds and some bratwurst, right? That was just smothered with guacamole, spicy guacamole. That makes a difference. And this woman walks by me at the gym, and she looks at me, and she looks at my plate, and she goes, "You're dirty." I went, "What the heck is she talking about?" And she starts laughing. She goes, "You know what I mean." And I'm going through my dating history, and I'm not remembering this woman at all. Then she clues me in. She was talking about dirty keto. Now, I had no idea that this term even existed. So, of course, I went to my mother, Google, and I researched dirty keto to see what the heck she was talking about. So it turns out that if you're eating things like pork rinds, fatty meats like bacon, sausage, whatnot, right? Lots of butter on things. Apparently, there's people that are doing keto that just simply consume these foods, a fatty burger with, again, guacamole or soaked in olive oil or whatever, right? And, you know, those that are on a cleaner keto are doing a lot of healthy fats, like still avocado, coarse coconut oil, and things like that, but also having some lower glycemic vegetables, green vegetables, lean meats, lots of fresh fish, high in omega-3 fats, things like that, right? And I thought about it, and I took a closer look at my overall keto eating for the day. And I've come to find out that I do eat a lot of clean keto foods, right? But I also do enjoy some of the things like pork rinds, like sausage, like lots of bacon with as much fat as I can find on it. And every time I've gone and had my blood work done, all my health markers, I continue to get in better and better shape. So for whatever reason, my body responds well to a blend of both clean and dirty keto. So I do think that there should be some thought if you are a person that purely does the dirty keto, because the thing is it can work, of course, because the principles are still the same with your body going into ketosis. But if your energy is not there, if you're feeling bloated, you're not feeling your best, or you could maybe notice an elevation in blood pressure, cholesterol, what have you, and those numbers aren't on point, then, you know, you might want to take a closer look to see that you're making better choices with your keto foods. And, I might have one or two times a day, and then maybe two to three times a week at most, where I'm consuming more of the dirty than of the clean keto. But where the victory is that it's still approved in the diet, and it still brings me to the goals that I have for myself, which is a reduction in body fat, consistent energy, as well as feeling that my overall inflammation in my body is lower. So it's really interesting, but you got to find that blend of dirty and clean that works for you. But pay attention to those things, and don't call me dirty if you see me, unless you have proof. Like, share, subscribe. Talk to you guys again soon. I'm not dirty. Clean as a whistle.